This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center. Today we talk with Laura General, Behavioral Health Specialist, and General Surgeon Dr. Benjamin Bryant about a new program at Helen Newberry Joy. And Laura, you're a native who graduated from Newberry High School and you left, and now you've returned to put this new program together.
I am a native of McMellon, and I did my undergrad at Northern Michigan University. My graduate studies were at Grand Valley State University, and then fell in love, moved to Arkansas, lived there for 18 years, and am thrilled to be back in the community.
And your healthcare specialty?
My specialty has been basically mental health and behavioral health for the 26 years that I've been doing this. And a behavioral health consultant or specialist, we work with folks who are having some kind of emotional difficulty. It could be anxiety, it could be depression, it could be almost anything that interferes with their daily living.
So now you're back in the area coordinating a new mental health program with a hospital and clinics.
You know, we talk all the time about health, but we talk about mental illness. We very seldom talk about mental health. And the whole idea behind having integrated behavioral health, which is what my program is to have somebody in the clinics working with their primary care doctors so that when somebody comes and they have some type of concern or issue, then the doctor can give us a warm handoff so that they can actually introduce us most of the time so that the patient and I get to be able to have that first contact with their PCP because they then, of course, have a relationship with the PCP. And then what I try to do is to make folks comfortable and have them explore their issues with me. And it's kind of like reading a really good book. And together we just kind of go through the chapters and see what the patterns are. And the folks basically have already their own answers. They just don't know it yet. And my job is to help them find the answers to helping to relieve whatever the difficulty is.
So how's this approach different from the way most healthcare systems approach mental health?
The onus was usually on waiting until somebody was very, very ill before seeking help. Now it's been recognized that part of getting better from any surgery or any medical condition is also what we call social determinants of health. And what that would be is, do they have a support system? Do they have food? Do they have a clean place to live? And do they have a support system to help them with the emotional issues that they're going through? You know, there's lots of things that come with having health conditions, and there's lots of things that come with being in an area that is stressed financially.
Are you seeing an uptick in mental health challenges in the last few years, last 10 years?
So many norms now are everybody's supposed to take care of themselves. You're supposed to do this. You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to be what the television says you are supposed to be, what the social media tells you you're supposed to be. And the truth of the matter is very few people can measure up to that. And so it causes a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, lots of depression. We've decided at Newberry that having somebody there to help with those issues as well as the medical issues is the way to go. And it's starting to be a trend throughout the nation. And Newberry is one of the few in the state of Michigan who actually have behavioral health integrated into their primary care settings.
That's impressive.
Even somebody who is in the specialty that I am in recognizes how important this component is to overall health. You know, if people are stressed out and people are in difficult situations that their own expectations are making even worse, then other sorts of health problems get amplified too. And it makes it difficult to follow through on other things that might be important for their health. So we see this as something that really sort of differentiates our hospital. We think is going to have a real impact on how people feel about their lives and how they live their lives and how healthy they are. And we're really glad that Laura's here.
Thank you, Laura Genereau, Behavioral Health Specialist, and General Surgeon Dr. Benjamin Bryant.